And if you don't develop the habit of giving thanks, I'll tell you what will happen. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It's talking about the decline of man. They went down, down, down. At the bottom of it, you read in verse 32, verse 29. They were full of wickedness, greed, evil, murder, strife, deceit, malice, slanderous, haters of God. All types of wicked things mentioned in verse 29 and 30. But you go backwards. God, it says in three times, it says God gave them up. Verse 28, God gave them up. Verse 26, God gave them up. Verse 24, God gave them up. Three times it says God gave them up, gave them up, gave them up. Because they went sinking, sinking, sinking right down to the bottom. It's a pit they went into in verse 30 to 32. But where did this start? What was the first step downwards? Verse 21. When they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. So learn, the first step downwards to backsliding and sin is when you stop giving thanks. So if you don't have the habit of thanksgiving, I want to tell you right now, you're a backslider. You may not know it. The outward evidence of backsliding may come much, much, much later. But if you don't have the spirit of giving thanks to God, you're already backsliding. It may be a little just a matter of time before you hit verse 29 and 30 and 31 here. But giving thanks to God also makes us thankful to people. I hope you have the habit of being thankful, even if you don't say thank you to your husband and wife, to have a thankfulness for what she does for you or what he does for you. Your children, learn to be thankful for your parents. You may find so many faults in them, but be thankful for all the sacrifices they make for you. Be thankful for the elders in your church. They are not paid for it. They do far more than many, many people realize. We have to be thankful. I was making an inquiry how many people were involved in yesterday's program. And Charles told me about 300. I said, we've got to make them stand up today. They won't fit on this platform, but they can stand up where they are. I'm deeply thankful for them. They have done a fantastic job, as you saw yesterday. I want to be thankful. I want to be thankful to God that God has raised up such people. What did they do it for? They didn't do it for honor. Nobody knows all their names. They didn't do it for money. They wouldn't do it for money. They do it because they want to serve God and they're grateful for what the church has done for them. Spirit of thankfulness, so important. We need to learn. Okay. Thanksgiving. One more verse. 1 Thessalonians. And chapter 5. And verse 18. What we read in Ephesians 5 was always, time-wise, 24 hours, have a spirit of thankfulness. But what we see here is 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in every situation. That is in terms of time, and this is in terms of situations. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you. Many times people tell me, Brother Zach, I can't seem to find God's will here. Well, I'll tell you one thing which is God's will for you. Here, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, this is God's will for you. Give thanks in everything. So perhaps you're not doing this. That's why you can't find God's will in something else. You're trying to read a book before you learn the alphabet. Is there any school that tells people to read a book before they learned ABC? So here's the ABC. Give thanks in everything. Then you can start reading the books and, Lord, what is your will here? What is your will there? Yeah, yeah. We'll come to that. But first learn the ABC. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Lord, I don't know your will in many areas in my life. But I know your will in one area definitely, that in every situation I must learn to give thanks. Shall we learn it this year? Yes? Praise the Lord. We'll try to learn it. The ABC of knowing the will of God in every situation. I may not understand, how can I give thanks in this situation? All right, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm your child. If I've done something foolish, please forgive me, cleanse me. He'll do that immediately. But Lord, can you still make things work out for my good? Yes. He can make everything work for my good. So I will give thanks. So one reason we give thanks is because, turn to Romans 8, our favorite verse, Romans 8 and verse 28 and 29. Shall we turn to that verse? Romans 8, verse 28, 29. Romans 8, 28, it says, God causes all things to work together for good. Now, many people have read that verse, all things work together for good. That's also right. But here I like it in the NASB. It says, God causes all things to work together for good. That's the wonderful thing. These things don't automatically work for good, but God causes all things to work together for good. Not for everybody, but to those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. Now tell me, if you know that something is for your good, can't you give thanks? Sure. We hesitate to give thanks because, hey, this doesn't look as if it's for my good. But when you read that God can cause everything that comes into your life to work for your good, if there's a condition, every promise there's a condition, if you love God and He has called you to fulfill His purpose. In other words, you say, Lord, my only desire is to do Your will on earth, Your purpose. And I love You and I want to fulfill Your will in my life. It's a wonderful promise. I said that to God many years ago. When I was 20 years old, I said, Lord, I love You and I want to only fulfill Your will for my life. When I look back over these 65 years, what a wonderful life it has been. We are to be examples to others how wonderful our life can be when we choose God's will alone. And if you get to my age and you've been a Christian for 65 years one day, I hope you'll be able to tell people, it's a wonderful life God has made for me. And if you choose to do God's will, and you love Him and you want to fulfill His purpose for your life alone, that will be true in your life as much as it was in mine. I'm not special. God sometimes takes a person and says, here's an example, follow him. You may not have the same calling as I have. You may not have the same gift as I have. God has different gifts in the body. But He's got a specific gift for you. There's no part of this body that does not have a function. I often use the example of nails. We value hands, ears, eyes. Do you value your nails? If I feel itchy somewhere, there's only one part of my body that can help me at that time. That's my nails. That's a small little thing. It's so useful at certain times. So many times. Thank God for nails. So even if God is, you're a nail perhaps in God's body. What does that mean? You can scratch somebody's back when he can't reach that place. That means you're an encourager. A man who scratches a back is an encourager. Can you encourage people? It can make a tremendous difference. It's just like relieving a man whose back is itching and somebody scratches his back and says, I feel so good. Encourager. Be an encourager. Be a back scratcher. An encourager. You're a small part of the body of Christ. Very important. You may not be the tongue or the eye or the ear. No. I'm just a nail encouraging people. Great ministry. If you have there's a purpose for your life, you say, Lord, I want to fulfill that purpose. I want to tell you a promise from God. Everything that happens in your life, Romans 8, 28, will work for your good. And that good is not that you will, if you're married, you'll get a beautiful wife, or not married, you'll get a beautiful wife, or you'll get a better job. No. The good is in verse 29, you'll become more like Jesus. The good is that He'll make you more like Jesus. And if you realize that is the greatest good that God can ever do to me. I am absolutely convinced that the greatest good that God can do to me is to make me like Jesus Christ. Not to make me rich or famous or strong or powerful or anything, but to make me like Jesus Christ and to make me His younger brother. That's what it says here. He'll make me like Christ and He'll make me the younger brother of Christ. That's why I give thanks for everything.